Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Chris, I've got a story to start with. I went to bid on a property, and this agent, they cut me out. It was disgusting. They are scum of the earth. It's just, I can't believe real estate agents can get away with not being fair to the buyers.
What are you talking about? You do it all the time. What are you talking about? Be real. What are you actually talking about right now?
So,
tongue in cheek.
So the story today is about the story of the pissed off underbidder. And
where this has come from is we both had a situation recently of you directly hearing of the interface from an underbidder who was disgruntled about the situation, and mine too. So we thought we'd just share both stories to give you an idea of how close people can be and how far off they can actually be in the world of reality.
Yes.
So take us through your story to kick us off.
So to start with, and that's what my point was, is that often if you're a friend, you may hear someone talking about how bad real estate agents were, and they may also be, but there's always three sides to every story.
Mm.
His, hers, and the truth. And we're telling the story so you can understand and hopefully avoid some of these situations.
Yep.
So we had a situation where a couple of weeks ago, we had the property on the market. We were guiding early 900s. Early on, so we're not quite sure how the market's going, but we have lots of people come through, and some people were going to auction on the fourth Saturday. And as the campaign's getting into that last week, we think we've got three bidders on the property.
Yep.
We had then moved the guide up slightly from the early nines, probably to the getting closer to the mid nines.
So did you move that because it was an offer, or just the
we did actually move up because it was an offer.
Okay.
So for those that don't know, when you make an offer on a property, if it is rejected on price, the lowest guide or the guide or the lowest part of the range has to be moved up to match it.
Okay, so the rate it's gone up.
Yeah, so we've done that. One of the bidders who, a parent was helping buy, trying to help buy their child a property, was also, we got told, was also a real estate agent, and we had conversations about, even if you're a real estate agent, it doesn't make it any easier. We recommend still using a buyer's agent. But some people think they know it all.
I've actually purchased for a real estate agent.
Honestly, I'll do the same. Like just.
Yep.
And they asked.
Well, put it this way. Even though I got the same license, I wouldn't sell a property like a real estate. Like, why would I sell my own property? I don't know how to sell a property.
Exactly.
So
we then got asked the question, what would sell the property? And a bit of tongue in cheek, but some seriousness to it was, if it was over $1 million, vendors aren't thinking about it.
As you know, they'd sign off and the deal be done.
Like, there's no, like, people say, what's their walkaway price? It's like, so at auction, we may have not got to that price.
Yep.
We probably would have been in the mid 900s and push comes shove or whatever.
More like and unlike, but you're basically, look, a price at $1 million or more, they will sign today and walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just in terms of walking away, not even going to auction, and that person sort of gave a bit of a smug, oh yeah, I bet they would. Anyway, push comes to shove.
You were also kind of joking a little bit too. Like you said, it's a bit of truth, but it was kind of, there's a lightheartedness going on. But go on.
I'd say probably still more seriousness than lightheartedness.
Yeah, I get it.
But you also, as a real estate agent, got to play it off because we're trying to still balance before going to auction.
We also want to say a number, then that person doesn't even turn up to auction. You're like, well, if they're expecting me and I'm too far off. Yep, go on.
So all well and good. And it got to a few days before auction, and then someone really put their foot forward with an offer into the mid to high nines.
Yep.
Now, we always have said we'll come back to all parties. Well, the first person who put it forward to early 900s, we tried to push them as much as we could to be like, okay, cool, when we go back, hopefully we'll know if they're in or out.
Yep.
And sometimes people are out.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just cool.
Risk and run.
However, all three parties were in.
Okay.
And over the course of a certain night, it went boom, 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 boom. We're up then over the million mark.
Yep.
Early million. And it got to the point where then it was best and final offer. It wasn't going to keep going tonight. We needed to draw it to a point. The vendors were already going to be happy.
Yep.
They'd already signed off, like being, not signed the contract, but being like, you can sell the property and we're just getting as much as we can for them. Said best and final offer. People gave their best and final offer. The party that was sort of smugged off what we told them, because we said, look, $1 million is a walkaway thing, weren't the winners.
Yeah.
But we said best and final. Like, that part would have been serious. Best, like 100, best and final.
They put forward an offer, but it wasn't the highest.
Wasn't the highest.
Okay, what happened next?
The next morning, we're sorting out the contract to sign it with the best and highest offer. And we're getting called by people that are now thinking that they're not the best and highest. Contract gets signed for the best and highest. And then my colleague is getting hounded and sort of a little bit, probably, yeah. The person was not happy. And it's just, they were forewarned that we're... a walkaway price would have been. Now, even if that...
So when you say walkaway, this is before the negotiations have really gotten deep. You basically said, it goes above me right now, like a week out, we're done.
Yeah.
Then goes through a process of negotiation a week later, before the auction, it goes to 1 million.
Yeah.
25?
Just over 1.2. Sorry, 1.02.
Yeah. And then this person's now going, all right, but you guys were looking at them going, well, if you put an offer in of me and... even just $1 million a week ago, the vendor would have signed, we would have just moved on.
Now, as I said, we also, as agents, we can't be like, we're guiding, I'll say, 935 at the time. As I said, push comes to shove, we were thinking it might have been 950.
Yeah.
For those wondering, on an agency agreement, an agent has 10% from the bottom figure. So 935 plus 10%, we're allowed for it to fall within that. And we were probably thinking around that 950, 960 if auction.
Yep, I get it.
But even when it then came to best and final, they were given the chance to go all the way.
Yep. And the next morning, they then put a number even higher?
No, the deal
was done. You guys are signing contracts.
We didn't engage in conversation.
But they didn't send an email with another number?
To be honest?
Don't know.
Actually don't know that part.
No, it's okay.
But I think that's the point is that when you are given the choice, like sometimes an agent could be completely lying, bluffing.
I've had time before, very different circumstances. I've had agents say best and final, and we're the only one bidding. We're like, we'll put a number in, and then they've come back and gone, oh, but have you got 50K more? Yep. And they're like, deal's not done. They're like, well, what was best and final? Best and final means we walk away.
Yeah.
That's not against other buyers, though, so.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And it's just that thing of, I think buyers who had already, these guys had missed out on property. It's, I think, just being very careful and not being smug. And also about, you know, it's challenging out there. It's the way you frame questions in that if you've got an opportunity for me, it's take it.
I agree.
Not trying to be smug. And if you're uncertain, there's a reason why buyer's agents, and if you're not sure, you don't have to go the full freight. You can often use a buyer's agent just for negotiation as well.
Yep.
So I'm not saying you have to use a buyer's agent, but if you had someone who was knowledgeable in the buying process.
Well, I always say, virtually no one in Sydney sells a property without a real estate agent.
Yep.
Because they're a high professional, they know what they're doing, they're great at negotiating. So why would you buy a property against a weapon that's been put up against you?
Exactly. When you're
But that's obviously I've got an invested interest in that.
Yeah.
Look, just Chris, my story, compact it down a little bit because you've wafted on quite a while.
So mine's
relatively simple. Like I had a client, we'd been looking for 4 months. We knew exactly what we were looking for. We hadn't quite found it, but we knew what we were looking for. Property came available on a Friday. We went and inspected on the Saturday. We acquired the strata report. We reviewed it on the Monday. Someone else has also indicated to the agent they're making an offer. They've made an offer that was dead on the guide price, which, right, they're wrong. You know, even you said earlier on, there's a 10% guide, right? So Got to secure it at pre-auction. This was going to be pre-auction. We surpass that, you know, getting close to 2.1 million. My point of this one is the agent, when they received our offer, prior to receiving an offer, had gone back to the other buyer and say, there's not that offer coming through. I'd indicate our offer would be above a 2. Went back and said, look, this looks like an offer coming through. They're like, is there an offer? Is it signed? Have they written you an email? Agent's like, no, they haven't. Buyer's like, don't worry about it. Like, our offer's really good. That's it. Agent deals with me. We put an impressive offer in place that was where I was going to, no doubt it's where I was going to get to anyway. We secure it. The agent doesn't speak to the other buyer. From that was part of my negotiation to say, are you comfortable? They didn't have to, but I said, are you comfortable now? Actually shutting out that other buyer. Goes, yep, they've told me they're 1.9-ish. That's about where they're going to get to. We signed seal on the Monday night.
Yep.
I call the agent and we congratulate each other, you know, saying to each other, we did a great job. And I called him back on the Tuesday just to follow up on the due diligence. You know, not due diligence, but just follow up and just check. And also had another client buying different, but in the same area. So seeing if he had anything else. And the agent said, the ear blast I've received from this other buyer, and And I said, I bet you they've said they've got more money. He goes, yeah, they've now said they would have offered another 70 grand more than your offer. But he said, it's done now. It's been signed, sealed. I gave them an opportunity. And so back to the point is, you know, if you can be the underbidder and be super frustrated and be angry, or you can actually just sit up and pay attention and know what you need to do in this market.
Yep. Well, I think sometimes when we explain these stories, and sometimes people might look and be like, actually, I can understand from the...
Oh, of course.
And it's more, I think, the point we're coming from is if you're an experienced buyer's agent, they're experienced, but an experienced buyer who's done it many times will know how to handle that situation.
Yeah.
Even the parent that's only bought four times, has bought maybe three or four times, that's really nothing.
That's a week sometimes for me.
Yeah. And what you got to understand about real estate agents is we're not just negotiating once it gets to that final point. Every single person we come into contact, 100%. And it's not just on buying the property. We're negotiating to work out if they've got something to sell, if we can help them here, whatever. Every conversation is almost a negotiation in a weird way.
Sales.
And same with you guys. So as an underbit, I think it's making sure you're not getting too cocky. You're not trying to be too smart, because often that's what people I find that get irate is because they're not actually irate at the agent. They're actually irate at themselves that they've messed up.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree. It comes back to that as well.
So a bit of a longer episode, Chris, but I think we move on. What was the game you came up with last week?
I called it Google Feud.
Google Feud is what we're going with.
Borrow that from We Got the Chocolate Boys. Hey, boys, I hope you're enjoying life out there.
So what's going to happen? I've got three questions. I've typed in three things into Google.
The start of a sentence.
Start of a sentence. I'm going to provide you with the top four. And yep. You need to guess.
How many did you get last week?
Zero. Okay, you need to guess which one is the top one.
Okay, go on. Bring it to me. Bring it on.
Okay. Chickens are good for. Dogs, pets, you, or grass?
Pets.
Bum, bum.
Okay, I'm just going to shoot from the hip.
It was grass, pets, dogs, and then you.
Oh, wow. It's way off. Okay.
Yep. Number two. Space is beautiful. Wallpaper, live wallpaper, wallpaper 4K, or just a space?
Say them again. Wallpaper.
Space is beautiful, and then you got the option of the word wallpaper, live wallpaper, wallpaper 4K, and then it was just no word after.
Live wallpaper.
Just wallpaper.
Oh, I was going to go then. I thought it had to be something else.
Okay.
That's a weird one. Oh, go on, yeah.
This is just water, and then these are the four words.
Oh, okay.
Water, flosser, Park Sydney, Park Marrickville, or bottle?
Surely it's bottle.
That was fourth. It was flosser.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous. What was it? Fossil?
Flosser. F-L-O-S-S-E-R.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Merely great game. From my Google search on my phone.
We might have to tweak our game as we go along. Thank you all for dropping by.
Thank you. Hopefully the stories are entertaining and you didn't doze off the sleep.
Yeah. We'd love if you're living on Spotify or any sort of platform, a review. 5 stars is... So I'm happy to put in there, say, write any comment like the guys are only 1 star, they need to get to 5 star. But just make sure you actually tick 5 stars so we get the 5-star rating, because it helps more people like you find us.
Exactly. Be a good human.
Be good to us. Be good. But if you're bad, yeah, fine. Anyway, thanks for dropping by.
Good stuff.